Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Tainus Chaf Dalet, Tainus 24a, pagination page 47. We'll start from the facing page though, Chaf Gimel Amud Beis 23b at the bottom of page 46. The Gemara that we'll do today is one of those Gemaras that I strongly recommend we reserve judgment. Don't stand in judgment, I believe that the personalities that we are going to meet are well beyond us. And while we're going to try to learn lessons from their behavior, I would recommend, far be it from us, to sit in judgment about them. Let us see. Six lines up from the bottom at the end of the line, Rav Mani, Havashchiach, Kamed Rav Yitzchak ben El Yoshev. Rav Mani was frequently by Rav Yitzchak ben El Yoshev, and therefore when he had a problem, he came to Rav Yitzchak ben El Yoshev with the problem. What was his problem? Omar Lei, he told, Asiri Devei Chami Kometza'aruli. The wealthy relatives that I have are causing me a lot of pain. They're antagonizing me. Omar, so Rabbi Yitzchak ben El Yashiv said, Li Anu, let them become poor. Ve'i'anu, they became poor. Omar, so Rav Mani came back and told him, Kadachkuli, now they're pressuring me that I should provide for them because they no longer have money. Omar, so Rabbi Yitzchak ben El Yashiv said, Liasru, let them become wealthy. Viasru, they became wealthy. Omar, Rav Mani came back with a different problem. Lomakabli alayin shibesi. My wife is not attractive to me. Amale, so Rav Yitzchak ben El Yashiv asked him, Mashema, what's her name? Chano. Her name is Chano. Tisyafi Chano. So he said, let Chano become beautiful. Venisyafto, she became beautiful. Amale, he said to him, Kamagandara Olai. Now she's ruling over me. She's aloof. She thinks she's so pretty. Omale, if that's true, then here's my solution. Ihachi tachser chana l'shachri rusa. Let her return to her ugliness. V'chazra chana l'shachru risa. And chana returned to her ugliness. That's the first Gemara. The Gemara continues. Hanu tre talmidei d'avu kamei d'Rav Yitzchak ben El Yashiv. There were two students who were learning by Rav Yitzchak ben El Yashiv. Amru lei. They said to him, Niboi marach mi alon d'nech kim tuva. Let the master ask mercy, Davin, that we should become very wise. Omaluhu, he said to them, Imi haisa v'shilachtiha. This skill was with me, but I have sent it away. I can't help you anymore. And the question is, what exactly happened over here? The Marsha says it's unlikely that he lost a skill that he had in his youth as he became older. The Marsha says typically a Talmud Chacham becomes greater in old age. And also the word v'shilachtiho, I sent it away, sounds willingly. And therefore the Marsha learns that what happened over here is that Rav Yitzchak ben El Yashiv, when he was younger, was willing to exercise this power in tefillah, in prayer. But as he got older, he recognized that it's not good to rely on miracles, and that there is a natural way to solve problems as well. And therefore, imi hoisa, I used to have this skill v'shilachtia, I willingly sent it away. I no longer practice that type of problem solving. And the Marsha says that this Gemara is linked to the coming Gemara on today's daf. Bottom line of the page as we move on to the next daf. Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yossi bar Oven avishchir kamed Rav Yossi de min yukras. Rav Yossi bar Oven was known to be a Talmud of Rav Yossi of Yukras. Shafkei, he left him. He abandoned Rav Yossi de min yukras. V'osela kamed de Rav Ashi, and he came to Rav Ashi. He shows up by Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi asks him on the fifth line, on the sixth line of the page, Omar lei v'lav kamei d'Rav Yossi d'min yukras hava shchiach mar, weren't you accustomed to learn by Rav Yossi d'min yukras? Omar lei hein? Yes, I was there. Omar lei my time ashaf kemar, and why did you leave him? Va'asahacha, and come over here. Omar lei, he told him, Gavra, Rav Yossi de min Yukras is a person, Dal breva alburate lochas, he did not have mercy on his son or daughter, Alei didi hechichayis, and I was worried that he wouldn't have mercy on me either. No compassion. What's the story? Berei maihi, Yomachad was a specific day. Hava agri le agiri bedavra. He had hired some workers. Nagaluhu velo aisiluhu rifta. There were distractions. He didn't bring them food. Amru le librei. They told the son that we need food. Omar, he said, Te'ena te'ena hotzi'i peirosecha v'yochlu po'alei abo. Fig tree, grant your fruit so that the workers of my father can eat. Apiku v'ochlu, and the tree simply listened and granted them miraculously the fruit that they needed. Adahachi v'ochi asa avuha. Meanwhile, the father finally came. Amaluhu, he said, Lo sintketu bedaitaichu, I don't want you to be angry about the fact that I'm late. Dahai denaghana a mitzvah tarachna. I was busy with a mitzvah. He's apologizing. V'adhashta hava desagoi, and this is how long it got lengthened out. Amrulei, they told him, Rachmana lispeich. May Hashem make you satisfied. Kihechi da'aspa on barach, the way your son made us satisfied. There's no problems. We're satisfied. We ate nicely. Amaluhu, he asked, Mehecha, how did you eat? Amru, hachi v'hachi havamai, said, this is what happened. Your son took care of us miraculously. Amalo, Rabbi Yossi de min Yukras's response was, Bini, my son, ato trachto es koneich lehotzi te'ena perosea shalo bezmano, you inconvenienced the master, Hashem, to give the fig tree's fruit not in its proper time. Ye'osef shelo bezmano, you should die earlier than your proper time. Rabbi Yossi de min Yukras apparently felt that adjusting nature, I guess without a very justifiable reason, even if it's in your power of tefillah and you're capable of doing that, is very improper. And he took issue with it to the point of a sanction, of a statement that his son would die early. The Gemara continues and says a story about the daughter. Barate Maihi, what's the story of the daughter? Havya liberata ba'alas yofi. He had a daughter that was very beautiful, exceptionally so. Yom achad, there was a day, chazi ala ugavra, he saw a person, davikarya behutza, v'kachazi lo. He was making a hole in the fence in order to see her. Amalo mayhai, what's going on here? Amale, so the man said, Rebbe, im leloikcha lo zachisi lerosa lo eske, if I can't marry her, at least I should be able to see her. Girl watching. Amala, so Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukras said, Biti, my daughter, kometzaris lehu lebraisa, you're causing pain to creatures. Shuvi la'africh, return to your dust. Val yikashlu bich b'nei Adam, and people should not find you as an obstacle. So this is what Rabbi Yossi bar Ovin relates caused him to leave Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukras. Perhaps Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukras' perspective is 100% correct. Perhaps inconveniencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, to change nature after Hashem decided there should be something called nature is incorrect, and that's in connection with the Gemara of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elyashiv, who stopped doing these miraculous style solutions of prayer. But nevertheless, Achas, he doesn't have compassion on the son. How could he come down stronger? Hashem didn't do anything. Hashem listened to the tefillah. So you have to come and make a sanction. And likewise with the daughter. The daughter is very beautiful. Some problem is coming out. There must be some sort of solution. Maybe you have to marry her off. Maybe put her on in a specific locale where people can't just make holes in the fence and look at her. But whatever you're going to do, the question was, I appreciate the problem, but chos, is there no compassion? And Rabbi Yossi bar Ovin, therefore, describes how he transferred his location to the Beis Medrash of Rav Ashi as a result of these stories. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.